Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Newport, Rhode Island at the NFA's fall meeting, and I'm with Dave Snedeker, the president of the NFA. Dave, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. Good to see you.
It's good to be with you. We were in Aruba this time last year. A big change in weather and venue. It's still a very nice place to come. How did y'all pick this?
We wanted to go somewhere in the Northeast, and this place could hold us, and it's a beautiful location.
Yeah, it is. And the groups today broke off for a little bit of relationship building and did everything from golf to sailing to fishing, and there was a tour of the area, right?
Right, I did the tour. It's beautiful seeing some of the old mansions and the history behind some of them.
Okay, so let's talk about the size of this group. I know you have both members here and vendors, so how big a group is it?
It's about 230 people total here for this.
And what is the member count now with NFA?
We still have 42 members, but we do have one prospective member here this time, taking a look at the group and us taking a look at them.
I know you had a business meeting yesterday. Tell me some of the highlights or latest news from the NFA, if you would.
I think this was probably the best meeting we've had in several years, actually. We had a lot of people stand up and talk about whatever was on their mind and what's going on in the industry right now, and we're trying to make a good unified front for all of us. You know, there's lots of things going on in the industry right now. It seems like it's changing faster than ever. It was a good meeting. There was a lot of substance to it.
I think you held an election, right? And what are the results there?
Yes, we elected two new board members and then reelected the third. Larry Flick is going to be reelected to a position of the at-large, and then Deb DeGraff from DeGraff Interiors and Darren Hearns from Great Lakes will be our new board members going into 2018.
Okay. And when it comes to the types of materials that are being sold, what does carpet represent in that, and what are some of the hot items?
The hottest items are, you know, there's a lot of people that are doing really well with carpet still this year. For us in particular, we're up in all three categories, rugs, carpet, and hard surface. But by far and away, the dominant category is the WPC products, the waterproof products, all of that.
So with you, I know you at Nebraska Furniture March sell better in goods, and is Stainmaster still a big factor there?
Stainmaster continues to be strong for us. The higher-end carpets are all doing better this year. Patterns are bigger than they were the year before, but people are buying better goods. They're more relating it to the costs associated with hard surfaces now, and they're spending more on their product.
Is wood down for you this year?
Wood is down for us a little bit. LVT, that WPC product, LVT product has sliced out, carved out some of the wood's market share.
And in southern states, the wood-looking ceramic has probably taken some share there as well, don't you think?
Yeah, if you're selling tile, you're either selling rec tiles or you're selling wood-looking ceramic.
All right, so let's talk about I know you have this two-minute drill, not to get into details member by member, but two-minute drill is where each member talks about how good they're doing this year on a year-over-year basis and then some of the things that they're doing that's contributing to their growth. So what would you say the average growth is for an NFA member this year?
About 5%.
Okay, 5%.
I would say the net average is that. We had several that were in double digits, but you know, a few that were down for the year because of something that's going on in their marketplace. But overall, it's about a 5% average.
Okay. And those things that they're doing that are contributing to the growth, I know I talked last night, I had dinner, and I hear a lot of people are getting in the cabinet business. I know that's one of them, right?
Well, I think if you're in the floor covering business only right now, one of the things that you've got to do is expand your market. As we sell products that have a longer life cycle, that takes a lot longer to replace, then we're kind of effectively going to put ourselves out of business if we aren't looking for alternative methods of profit. So cabinet business is one of those businesses that a lot of people are really taking a hard look at, and countertops.
So let me just mirror what you're saying. Carpet used to cycle every 7 to 10 years, and you knew you'd get that customer back. Now when you sell even an LVT, you maybe you're looking at a 14 to 18-year cycle, potentially.
Well, potentially up to 25 years is what they're talking about. And, you know, so you've taken your cycle from one cycle every 10 years or so to one to every 20 years. So you're getting half as much volume return business.
Were you able to figure out the percentage of mix for carpet group-wide?
It's all over the board. The companies that are in the northern states is going to be a much higher percentage. There's a lot of them that are still talking about 50 or 60% carpet. Okay. Some of them really haven't got much into hard surface. But if you're in the southern states, you're not talking about very much carpet at all. But I would say overall, it's in the 35 to 40% range still for the group.
All right, let's move to your day job, which, by the way, that's one of the neat things about the NFA. I was talking to your prospective member last night, and I was talking about the fact that you guys are managed by people who actually are in the business and run the business. It's kind of like, you know, if you own a business, you're engaged more than an employee in a business. So you have really engaged management. So I was mentioning that last night to your member. Hopefully they'll join. But let's move to your day job. You are the division merchandise manager for flooring at Nebraska Furniture Mart. We've interviewed you recently, and I've read the report that'll be in the November issue, and I know you're up 5% at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Very strong business for you. And Kansas is actually doing very well for you because it's a destination location, right?
Oh, that's right. Kansas is having a great year. The Texas market is coming on strong. It's got a ways to go. We've got to build up around it to make it more successful. But once somebody gets into our store, 95% of the people that we've talked to that's been there say they didn't realize how good of a store it was and they're going to come back. So that's the positive thing. The thing is, we've got to just get more people in the store so we can have more of them coming back.
One thing that makes Nebraska Furniture Mart unique from probably most of the other NFA members is you do self-financing, you do a whole lot of advertising, and you're able to advertise not just flooring, but you're able to advertise everything you sell, furniture and electronics. So you're a little bit of an anomaly. But one of the things that I do understand you've tried this year and have had success with is this free installation. So talk about that if you would.
We very much try to take on all comers. So whoever the competitor is and whatever they're offering, we try to do a better job of doing the same thing. And we've done that this year. We've run with what we call the six frees on our stocked items. It's been very successful.
So is that just for a short period of time? Because, you know, with Home Depot, they started it last June or so, and they've been doing it nonstop since then.
That's exactly right. Between Home Depot and Lowe's, they've run it pretty much all year long, and we have as well.
Okay. And so, you know, in the Home Depot situation, they were able to raise their prices to cover that expense. That's probably a little bit more difficult for you to do, isn't it?
It is, but we're trying to focus primarily on our stock goods with this. We've got a large amount of stock goods in the warehouse, and so when we're running this offer, we run it on stock goods only.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other things you've done this year that have brought you success at Nebraska Furniture Mart?
The one thing that I thought really stood out to us, and it's not really a big sale, is we did a giveaway for the teachers, where the teachers come in and got a free rug in each of our markets. And I thought that was very successful because I think it's a really good program for us to donate those rugs. As far as promotions go, we've done two Stainmaster events this year, which are always successful for us. But, you know, we've got an ad going every week, so some of them stick out more than others.
Yeah. One of the great things about coming to this meeting is it attracts not only some of the best retailers, but it also attracts the senior management of some of the bigger suppliers. So it's always fun to come to these. Next year, you go to two great venues. I want to throw out a mention on that. You're going to, I guess, Cancun in the spring and then Napa Valley in the fall. Is that right?
Well, that's the plan, as long as Napa Valley. Silverado is so far is safe. That's where we're going to be going. Hopefully that remains that way so we can go there.
All right, Dave, it's great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Dave Snedeker, the president of the NFA and division merchandise manager at Nebraska Furniture Mart. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.